Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, that was a beautiful beginning to today's show. And that was Rima Marvain. And when she sang that, she's older now, but when she sang this, she was 7. Okay? 7 years old. That song we just heard. A 7-year-old. Oh, my goodness gosh. And you know, if she was that good at 7, she kept up with it. I'm not sure how old she is now. She's either a teenager or in her 20s, her early 20s. But, wow. I listened to that from the standpoint of being 7 years old, and it's phenomenal. Totally, completely phenomenal. Unreal. Yes. And I am still on my old computer using my phone instead of a microphone. That's why you can hear me. But, My little computer that I use for my shows won't stay on. So I'm either going to have to get it fixed or get another one. Luckily, they aren't real expensive. It's just going to be a lot. You still got to save up money, even if it's not expensive. So this is how it's going to roll for a while, and that's okay because my phone is fairly reliable at this point. Finding myself, I'm dealing with identity theft, so not on a large scale because I took steps to prevent that, but they're still doing things that they shouldn't be able to get to. So it's time for antivirus, a new antivirus, and a VPN. So I'm taking steps to do that today. That's going to go in today, and we're going to get that all taken care of so I can relax a little better. Maybe sleep before the hour and a half before the show. I fell asleep today. I woke up, looked at the clock, and it was 4:05. And I went, oh, my gosh, I've got something going on. What is it? I could not remember what was happening. All of a sudden, I did. I remember, oh, it's a show. Well, what time is the show? When you go to sleep, your brain turns to jello. It's totally impossible. But I did remember, once I shook myself awake, I did remember. Yeah, bang it with a hammer. I have a couple of those, too. I've got two hammers. Yes. I could do that. So, and it might help, believe it or not. Anyway, okay. We've got that all cleared up. We have so much fantastic music today. People, you just won't believe how good this is going to be. Between me and John, wow. That's all I can say is just wow. And what was, I think, 3 weeks ago? I played Days of Elijah by the Marine Corps or the Air Force, where they were gathered into their morning muster, and they sang Days of Elijah. It was a Sunday. Some of it you couldn't really understand, but it was fantastic. They did the harmonies. They did the yells. They did the, hoorahs or whatever the Marines do. But anyway, it was phenomenal. But we have something better, believe it or not, because this is just as good, but you can understand it. So here is what we're going to do. This is Robin Mark singing These Are the Days of Elijah. Can get your heart going and your feet going. And I don't know why. It's a wonderful song. I love it. I totally love it. It's fantastic. All right. Tennessee Ernie Ford. I've always loved Tennessee Ernie Ford. I love that. The timbre of his voice. Bass. But the timbre of it is beautiful. And he used to do a weekly show on TV when I was little. And at the end of every show, he did a gospel song. Okay? And this is one of the first places I ever heard this song, was on Tennessee Ernie Ford's show. So here is Bringing in the Sheaves.
Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontide and the dewy eve. Waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadow,
fearing neither cold nor winter's chilling breeze.
That's fine singing.
By and by the harvest and the labor ended, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Everybody join us.
Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves.
We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, going forth with weeping, sowing for the Master, though the loss sustained, our spirit often grieves. When our weeping's over, He will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
My, that's pretty singing. Yes. I loved when he did stuff like that. He was always so encouraging, you know. It's fantastic. And if you stop and think about it, so was Elvis. Elvis was very encouraging about people singing. And he didn't care. If you couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, it did not matter. If you wanted to sing, sing. I thought that was beautiful. I just thought that was wonderful to do. It encouraged a lot of people. And when you sing, it makes you feel good. And you need to not worry about whether you think you can sing or not. If you want to sing and it will make you feel better, sing. Do it. Just go ahead and do it. All right? I'm going to play one more song before I read some scripture that I found just this morning. And you know what? I have just a sweet guy that lives across the street from me. He has been studying to be a pastor. And I don't know how old he is, but he's fairly young. But that's okay because he's the one that comes over and he checks on me when it's hot. He checks on me when there's been a big storm. He comes over to make sure everything's okay. He made sure I had water when there wasn't any electricity or water with that great big huge storm we had. And he just watches out for the old lady on the hill, you know, and that's nice. We've become friends, and it's wonderful. And, you know, the other day, I happened to mention to him not too long after I moved in that I wanted a study Bible because I didn't have one, and I wanted it to be big print because they put these Bibles in such a little tiny print, even with my glasses on, I can't see them. Got to get out magnifying. Oh, boy, when you got to get out a magnifying glass, you really feel old. But at any rate, he bought me one of those Bibles. He bought me a big print study Bible, and I just couldn't thank him enough. It's just, there was no occasion. He knew that I wanted one, and he was at the store where they are, and he just picked one up for me. Now, I think that is showing Christianity. That is showing care for your fellow Christians. And if you can do things like that that make people feel good, that help people, you're being a blessing. And you're doing what God wants you to do. So remember, if you can do something, even if it's taking some hot tea and a sandwich to an elderly person for lunch, or taking the fish and chips or something like that, that elderly person from having to go out into the kitchen and do for themselves. And they will appreciate it so very, very much. Even if they can still take care of themselves, it doesn't matter. Help them out a little bit because it makes them feel good. It makes them know that someone cares. That's important. That's important. I moved here. I had no one that I even knew around here, and I've still only met very few people, but it's really, really nice because William watches out for me and checks on me and just makes sure everything's good, and I like that. It makes you feel not so alone. It makes you feel that God has provided someone to watch out for you and make sure things are going okay, and that feels good to just be checked on. That's all. It's not. So if you can do that for someone, do it, okay? Just doesn't take much. Doesn't take much. Just see what you can think about, okay? All right, what I am going to read is Proverbs. Proverbs 3, starting on verse 13. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundation. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the watery depths are divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. So we're supposed to be searching for wisdom and understanding, and we can get that from the Bible. Know what things are supposed to be, how to treat other people, how to conduct our own lives, what's right, what isn't right, how to live like Jesus. And that's what we're supposed to aspire to. That's what we're supposed to try to do, is to live like Jesus. Now, honey, we're going to fall short. Jesus was perfect, and he could do it. Even he got angry, though. At the temple that day, when he took and destroyed all the money changers' tables. I have a dog here. Don't do that. Dropped my phone. I have a dog here who's having a really great time getting tangled up in cords and trying to scratch up the carpet. So I'm trying to keep that from happening. And then my phone ends up on the floor. But at any rate, guys, you know, we're not perfect, okay? We're not perfect. We're supposed to try to be like Jesus, okay? Just try. We're just supposed to try to be like Jesus. We can't. We're going to fall short, but we're supposed to try. That's the important thing. That's what God is looking for, is that we are trying, okay? He doesn't expect us to be able to, but we are trying. Remember that. Don't get angry with yourself when you fall short. Don't get angry with yourself when you do something you know Jesus wouldn't have done. We are human. We are not Jesus. But as long as we try to live the way he taught us to live, that's all we need to do, is to try to be what we are supposed to be. Okay? Know that we're going to fail. When you fail, you go to the Lord. You go to the Father and say, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. Please forgive me. Give me another chance. Let me try again, and I'll try and do better. Don't ever promise to be perfect, because you can't do it. Okay? So don't ever make that promise. But we can always try to be better. Okay? We can always try to be better. All right, honey? So, okay, Rebecca, that's all right, honey. You go right ahead. Play now. It's Elvis, of course. Rebecca's going to miss it. Oh, well. It's okay, Rebecca. You go and do what you need to do, honey. We're going to be here, and you can always listen later if you want to, okay? This is Elvis doing take 1, 2, and 4 of Seeing is Believing.
Elvis, what about that chorus? What about the second chorus you're doing like the first one?
Seeing is believing. I had to go back to that bridge.
Okay. every time. Look, I had to go back to a verse to go out. It's too short if I can. No, man, the drummer was right, you know. Yeah. I like that bass thing. Hey, David, do your fingers like that. Get the Freddie Farkle stuff. There you go. Bar intro.
Okay, it's over. Always have to wait because sometimes a lot of times they come in and add something funny. So we're good. There wasn't anything that time, so we're all right. Okay, here's one you guys are going to like. It surprised me a lot, but they are cousins. And once I remembered that, it was all right. But it's different. It's different. And they did this one not too terribly long ago because both of these guys are older. And it's surprising. It is so surprising. You know, this Jerry Lee Lewis on this, he can't even quite sit up straight in the chair at the piano anymore. But he's still sitting there. And he's only playing that piano one-handed. I'm wondering if he had a stroke. I don't know. But he's still playing, and he's still doing it. And he's still sounding like Jerry Lee Lewis. So here with Jerry Lee Lewis is his cousin, Jimmy Swaggart. Jimmy Lee Swaggart. It must have been a family name. Anyway, Jesus, Hold My Hand.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there's a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand, the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, Lord, each day, help me do the best I can, for I need that light to guide me day and night. Bless me, Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need it now. Through this pilgrim land, protect me, bye, bye, bye. Hear my simple plea. Oh, Lord, look down on me. I kneel in prayer, hope that you love, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. I may see the blessed way.
Keep me that I may be wholly thine. Sing redemption songs someday.
I will be a soul of praise and through and every family, hey, Lord, land.
As I onward go and daily meet the foe,
bless you, Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my simple plea. Oh Lord, look down on me. But I kneel in prayer.
There you go. Jimmy Swaggart and Jerry Lee Lewis. I didn't know Jimmy Swaggart could sing like that. Hey, you know what? He's still in there trying it too, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. He did some stupid things in his life, but we all have. He's been forgiven, so we forgive him and we keep on going. And he's been a lot better. You know, he realized what he did, and he asked forgiveness of everyone. And he can't hardly say no. When somebody has the guts to do that, you can't say no. Because what God would want us to do would be to forgive him and help him stay on that path, know he's forgiven, and give him the desire to do better. That's what we were talking about before. Just you ask for forgiveness and you try to do better. That's all any of us can do. So he got points with me for doing that. He did. And Jerry Lee, well, we all know what Jerry Lee was like when he was younger. Doing better now. For sure. You know, that's the whole thing is the older we get, the wiser we get, and the more like God wants us to be. Not everybody, but most of us that know the Lord do that. So, you know, as you get older, things do get better. Remember that. Getting older has its upside. All right, here's another one that John sent me. This is Doc and Richard Watson. Richard is Doc's son, so this is father and son doing this. Doc and Richard Watson doing Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on, Lord, to the light. Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. When my friends don't understand, and they fail to lend a hand, when my load gets too heavy to bear. As I go on life's way, I just slip away and pray. And dear Lord, I can always find you there. And the night is drawing near, when my life is past and gone. At that river I stand, guide my feet, Lord, would you hold my hand, precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I'm worn. Hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, Lord, lest I fall. Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on.
I like that. That was nice. A little bit of a country flavor. And we do have some of those today. So I hope you guys are prepared. We have a yodel song. Yeah. And it's good. It's really good. Not time yet, but it's coming. Wanted to put some anticipation in your world. All right. Elvis. Reach out to Jesus.
Thank you. your burden heavy as you bear it all alone? Does the road you travel harbor danger yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you. Is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with its worry and its care? Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you. Just come to Him today. He is always walking by our side. In His love we'll bite all the way through. When you get discouraged, just remember
very often. That song, we don't hear that one very often. It's worth listening to a little more often, you know what I mean? It's a good reminder, it's a good song, and it's Elvis. So hey, there you go. 3-4 listening to it. One more and you have a home run. We can do that. All right, you guys, you wanted a little bit of country. We got some. Here is the Chuck Wagon Gang. John sent this. It's When I Wake Up to Sleep No More.
What a glad thought, some wonderful morning. I should hear Gabriel's trumpet sound.
City up on high.
When I wake up
to sleep no more.
I like that. Do you guys like that little bit of country? You get your touch of country. There's more. I'm not going to play them right now, but we got more country. It's okay. It's okay. In the meantime, until the country gets ready to line up, here is Nathan Drake. To God be the glory. That was nice. We used to sing that in church quite a lot, actually. It's just a very nice and uplifting song. It makes you think, why are you in church? Yeah. Praise the Lord. This is great. Yes, to God be the glory. Great things he has done. You betcha. All right, here's one. Now, guys, this is kind of a sing-along. So, sing, okay? He is risen from the dead.
Thank you. Okay, guys, did y'all sing? Were y'all singing? Do I need to play it again? I mean, you heard me singing, so I hope y'all were singing, because that was a sing-along, okay? I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope y'all had fun with it. That's the most important thing, okay? Now we have one. It's called My Lord Knows the Way by Marshall Vaughn.
My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Strength for today is mine already, and all I need for tomorrow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Strength for today is mine already, and all I need for tomorrow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow, follow, follow. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Take the whole world, but give me the Savior. Take the whole world, but give me the Savior. Take the whole world, but give me the Savior. No turning back, no turning back.
All right. I like that. They kind of put two songs together there a little bit, but it was perfect. It was really perfect. I loved it. All right, guys. This is a gal named Janet Balowidge. I don't know. I just read the names, Balowidge. At any rate, she is singing a song that has no copyright, no CPD. It's free and open, called Gentle Jesus.
When my time on earth is over, when the race of life is run, when no more I feel sad teardrops in my eyes, with my trials and worries over, and all my burdens gone, gentle Jesus, take me home. Take me home across the great divide. to my place in heaven, there to spend eternity. My precious, gentle Jesus, take me home. I know, and we'll walk the streets of heaven, and with angels there we'll sing. That's when I'll know what loving Jesus means. Take me home across the great
does a beautiful job, doesn't she? I love it. She's got a wonderful voice. Gives you hope. No, she's great. All right. It's time for another Elvis song. How about Mansion Over the Hilltop? We don't hear that very often. So here you go.
Hi, son.
Oh, come here.
Come here, boy. Mm-hmm. What were
they? I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the red sun will shine, I want a gold one, that silver. I want a mansion
I love that. His voice is so sweet when he sings that. It's fantastic. And that was always one of my favorites, especially when I was a child, because you hardly ever heard it. You hardly ever hear it now. But he does such a nice, sweet job with that. Here's another that we never hear. Love, shine a light.
Love, shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. Light of the magic in every little part. Let our love shine a light in every corner of our heart. Love, shine a light in every corner of my dream. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. I'm a mighty river flowing from the stream. Let our love shine a light in every corner of my dream. And we're all gonna shine a light together. Shine a light in every corner of the world. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. Light of the magic for every boy and girl. Let our love shine a light in every corner of the world. And we're all gonna shine a light together.
Got to put those little tags on there just to make you wonder, right? Yeah, just to make you wonder. Here's one John sent this morning by Tommy Window. It's the only name I could find. I have no idea if it's real, if it's made up, or what it is, but it's the only one I could find, Tommy Window. And it's Psalm 23. You all know the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd.
Lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name.
I walk through the valley
of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me
in the presence of mine enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil,
my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life,
and I will dwell in the house of the Lord
forever.
All right. Now here is, I think this is one of Anne's favorite groups. I think so. The Bachelors. Well, maybe a few seconds. Okay, here is the Bachelors doing I Believe.
The rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yes, they were a gospel group. There was a little blurb in there when I pulled this off that one of the brothers, the lead singer, I believe the last one, died recently from COVID at 80 years old. So they are gone now, but we've got their music. They can't ever be completely gone. All right, here's another one that John sent me this morning from Nana Mouskouri. She's that Greek singer. Lovely, lovely voice. She's fantastic. The name of the song, you guys will recognize this song, All My Trials.
All my trials
She's just so, so lovely. I love listening to her. It's fantastic. Here's a little song. It's not even 2 minutes long, but it's a nice song. It's called He Is Here. It, but it is short, but that's okay because it says everything you want to say. He is here. He is here. Jump up, shout hallelujah. He is here. Yes, the Chuck Wagon Gang again. Promise you more country. Chuck Wagon Gang, he will set your fields on fire.
There's a call that rings from the throne. It springs to all who are
set your hands on fire. If you send it.
is what we used to call an echo song. Because they just have like a discant, well, discant's high, but it's an echo. Hey, you know, it works. It's an echo song. But they're so much fun. Oh, they're so much fun. Because you can really muck them up if you want to. We used to sometimes just on purpose, but not when it counted. But they're still fun. They're still fun. All right. Skeeter Davis. You guys remember the name Skeeter Davis? She used to do pop songs in the 60s. And she's got a sweet little voice. She does have a sweet voice. Here is a gospel song, which I never knew that Skeeter Davis did gospel. Not back in the day. Maybe she didn't back then. But here's one now. How long has it been? Ourselves that question every once in a while. How long has it been? How long has it been since you've talked to Jesus? How long has it been since you've really known that he's right there beside you? How long has it been since you realized that you had something to say to him? Maybe you had a question to ask him. How long has it been since you talked to Jesus? How long? All right, here's the yodel song I promised you. And thank you, John. You know I love it. I Yodel for Jesus by George Dobby. I like the ending. That was pretty good. Yes. Yodel song with an ending. It's awesome. Yeah. All right. Like it. Okay. Are you ready? Here's Sister Rosetta. Are you ready, Anne? Here comes Sister Rosetta. Okay. You gotta move. And she has Marie Knight helping her.
We're ready.
You got to move.
Yes, you got to.
Yes, you got to move.
You got to move.
I said you got to move.
You got to move.
You got to move.
Yes, you got to move.
For
when the Lord gets ready, you got to move.
Don't you know you got to move?
You got to move.
Now you got to move.
You got to move.
I said you got to move.
You got to move. Yes, you got to move.
For when the Lord.
When the Lord gets ready.
Well, well, you may be high.
You may be high.
You may be low.
You may be low.
You may be
rich.
Or you may be poor.
But when the Lord, gets ready,
oh, you got to move. Don't you know you got to move?
You got to move.
You got to move.
You got to move.
That you got to move. Yeah, when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Looking forward to it. All right, Elvis, swing down, sweet chariot.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and ease it. Well, I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, swing, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and ease it. Well, I got a home on the other side. Well,
Early Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on the chariot wheel. Zeke wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, swing
down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.
Come and easy, well, I got home on the other side. Ezekiel went down and he got on board. Chariot went a-thumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't so particular about the bumping of the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Yeah,
swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, rock me.
Come and eat, well, I got home on the other side. Well, I got the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand.
Rock me, Lord,
come and easy, will I got home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, swing, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord,
come and easy, will I got home on the other side.
I love that. That's cool. We're going to go right to that, to Got a Feeling in My Body.
Take one. Okay.
all the weary, comfort all the weak, leave the devil's evil sweating on the street. I gotta feeling in my body.
All right, Sister Rosetta, okay, get ready. Down by the riverside.
Morning.
Good morning.
I feel so bad in the middle of the day.
Yes.
I feel so bad in the evening.
In the evening.
That's why I'm going to the river. Wash my sins away. I'm going to lay down my heavy load. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm going to lay down my heavy load. Down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study war no more. Try on my long white robe down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna try on my long white robe down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. No, no, I ain't gonna study.
She does such a fantastic job. And when you put that 40s music behind her, oh, yeah, this goes together like white on rice. Yeah. Peanut butter and honey. Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Okay, I might have to have a sandwich or half a sandwich. I'm going to have some spaghetti for supper with some crumbs up hamburger. Yeah, that's supper. That's supper. Here we go, guys. Here's another. The Alabama Boys. Just a little talk with Jesus.
Pop, Mike, let's do one from back in the day.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus.
We can
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear
our faith, his cry.
And he will
answer by and by.
And when you
feel a little prayer returning,
then you will know
a little fire burning.
And I'm singing
just a little talk. Jesus makes me right,
all right.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus.
We can
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear
our faintest cry,
and he'll
answer by and by.
And when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
then you
know a little fire.
And I'm singing
just a little talk with Jesus makes me right, all right. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus,
he took
me
in. And then it was
just a little light from heaven filled my soul.
Swaying, they're clapping, they're singing along, they're just praising God, having a little talk with Jesus, or a big talk with Jesus, whatever you want to do, and they're doing it all together. That's fantastic. I can just see it in my mind's eye. You know, I found out that there is a church in this area within about 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to have to check it out. So it's something like that. It's not full for, but maybe I can do my part to bring them all the rest of the way and they just be having a good old time praising God. That would be wonderful. Hey, Oak Ridge Boys, Love, Light, and Healing.
We wish you love, life, and healing. Home, family, and faith. We all need love, life, and healing. Home, family, and faith. We all deserve love, life, and healing. Home, family, and faith. Let's pray for love, life, and healing. Home, family, and faith. We pray for peace, we pray for calm, we wish you open hearts and open arms. Please grant us mercy and happiness, let us rejoice in the joy we have. We wish you love, life, and healing. Home, family, and faith. We all need love, life, and healing. Home, family, and faith. We all deserve love, life, and healing. Home, family, and faith. Let's pray for love, life, and healing. Home, family, and faith. We ask for comfort, we ask for wisdom. Please lift our spirits, it's all we've been given. Please embrace us, help us find the good. Help us do what's right, live for the truth. We wish you love, life, and healing. Home, family, and faith. We all need love, life, and healing. Home, family, and faith. We all deserve love, life, and healing. Home, family, and faith. Let's pray for love, life, and healing. Home, family, and faith.
And that's it. Short and sweet. Cut it off. Stop. Like jumping off a cliff. The bottom. All right. You know, guess what time it is, guys? It is that time. It's been a wonderful, wonderful gospel show. I've really enjoyed the last 2 hours. I have had so much fun bringing you this music. This music was so much fun, right? It was fun. It had a message. It made our hearts lighter, and it made our way easier to go. That's how I felt about it. And we got some Elvis gospel in today. We got some Sister Rosetta gospel. We got a whole lot of good stuff today, and it's wonderful. Oak Ridge Boys. I mean, come on. How much better does it get? Get all those things all in one place on the same day? That's fantastic. And you know, we're doing it all the time. If you haven't been here, you're missing something. So tell everybody about it you can get hold of. Let them know what a good time you have at this show. Let them know what a good time it makes your Sunday afternoon, evening, whatever time it is where you are. Because it just makes your whole week better when you start it off this way. It really does. It really does. And your heart is lighter. And it can take you through what you need to get through. And it can help you help others to do the same thing. Remember, that's what it's all about, guys. That's what it's all about. You bring Jesus and his word into your soul. You bring the Father into your soul. You give them your life. You talk to them every day. You ask forgiveness. You ask for guidance. And you give thanks. And it's also you can share it with others and help them do the same thing. Because it makes everybody's life better. Keep that in mind as you're going through. Hey, you know. And guess what? Tuesday, we have another show. It's not a gospel show, but we're going to have a whole lot of good music for you. So come and spend some time with me again on Tuesday. We're going to be here. We're going to have music. We're going to have Elvis. We're going to have probably some country. I mean, how can you get away from that, right? It's just going to be a wonderful show. 60s, 70s, 80s, maybe some 50s if you're lucky. Hey, Carl Perkins, we're going to mix some of him in there too. So Tuesday's going to be a fantastic show. If you miss something, you're going to miss a lot. So come on, join me on Tuesday. Be here with us to listen to the music to help you get through the rest of your week. Come on, Tuesday, same time, same place. So, hey, you know what, guys? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Go through your day with God's peace in your heart and a smile on your face to share with everybody. And I'll see you again on Tuesday, okay? In the meantime, here's J.D. and the Stamps. And I know you love this one.
If they do by themselves. It's a beautiful song called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And I don't sing in this. Just listen to them, please.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the
Oh. Wait a minute. That's coming. You got your heads at all. except on
the we've got to do that.
Right.
Forgive my secret sins, I do.